And you've heard about a primary school in Beijing has put restrictions on the use of PowerPoint in class, which has brought about heated discussion on whether multimedia is improving the quality of teaching or having the counter effect. Guys, can you tell me exactly what's going on here?
Yes. So as multimedia technology has been widely applied to the field of teaching, old days when teachers give lecture with a blackboard and a box of chalk has gone. So, however, in Beijing, a primary school has been conducting a shocking regulation for 3 years, which has banned PPT use in classes with grade 1 and grade 2 pupils. Yes. And for higher grades, there is a restrictions on using it. So after 3 years of practice, the results have proven to be far more surprising than the school's original intention.
Hmm.
The principal of the school published an article entitled Multimedia Shouldn't Stand in the Way of the Interaction Between Teachers and Students on the WeChat platform, so which elaborate on the changes of this policy has brought about.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie. Looking at this, I'm going to be in the camp. I'm going to reveal myself right away, show my cards. I'm okay with PowerPoint being something that is kind of seen less in the classroom, because I do feel like one of the things that I think is just really interesting is PowerPoint's always created before the class, so the teacher can adapt to the kids' needs, you know? Whereas traditional teaching, maybe let's say the chalk and chalkboard teaching, these people can say, oh, Timmy doesn't understand how I divided this number. And, you know, with a PowerPoint, it's already constructed before class. Timmy's problem is mute. Sorry, Timmy. You got to stay after class if you want that help. But the chalkboard allows me to adjust maybe how I do the problem, the math problem, and better help help this kid Timmy learn math. But anyways, New Holland, what do you think?
I think Kid Timmy is so lucky to have you as his teacher. That is so cute of you that you want to elaborate all the math problems and having using your white perfect chalk to write on the perfect blackboard. That is so cute.
With my perfect wife and my celebrity marriage.
Yeah, your celebrity marriage.
It's going to be great.
Will attract so many people and so many love. And I do agree with you, especially when this happened in a primary school. Because, like, from the first to the third grade of a primary school time, I think kids are just starting to understand how to learn. They're forming their learning habit or learning let's say routine. So they need to understand how things are done. And using a PowerPoint, it has its advantages, of course. Like, you can see a lot of pictures, you can attract kids' attention. But I think for first grade, aren't you, shouldn't you be the most curious about everything? You don't need something else to draw your attention. You need the knowledge. You need the concrete content of the knowledge, so you can start having the tools to learn, to understand the world. So in that period, I totally agree that PowerPoint is not that in need.
Yeah, what do you think, Sarai?
Yeah, actually, I think even when the students are older, they don't need PowerPoint in class, because I think in the class teaching, what is more important is the interaction between the teacher and the students. Mm. But PowerPoint makes the restrict the area where the teacher can move, because they always have to, you know, click on the button. And I remember when I was in college, I had a really good professor, and he uses PowerPoint, like he will print out the PowerPoint for us, but then he doesn't use the PowerPoint in class. Mm. And one of the most one of the most important reason is that in that class, many of the Asian students are, you know, we were shy. And so when he asked us questions, we would answer him with a very, very quiet voice. So as when our volume is too quiet, he actually can walk farther. And so we feel like, oh, okay, he can't hear me, so then I'll raise my volume. And then in that way, he actually encourages to speak up in the class. So what I want to say is here, if we don't use PowerPoint in the class, we actually free the teachers and free the students from, you know, just standing there or sitting there looking at the board.
Well, also, like, here's another example I can point for it is, like, I do think it promotes lazy teaching. And I'll say this, because I can just keep reusing PowerPoints.
Yeah.
I can be like, I teach five classes. I'll use the same slides for each class and just expect them to understand it and say, go home and read chapters 5 and 3 and my job's done. That's not teaching.
Yeah.
Everybody learns in different ways. Really, there's audio people, there's visual people, there's some people that have to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one of the most stressful things, but it always helped me, is the, you know, PowerPoint was, I'm a dinosaur, guys, okay? Mm-hmm. But so the early PowerPoint, listen, hear me out, okay? But we used to have this little light projector that bended the light and shot it on a white screen.
Oh my God, I've experienced that too. Yes. Am I a dinosaur?
Yes, this was like the early dinosaur PowerPoint. Okay, oh, I can't believe I never thought these words would be coming out of my mouth. And so what they would do is, actually, instead of a chalkboard, the teacher would put this white plastic film on this light thing.
And start writing,
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this was kind of like the early PowerPoint in a way, you know. I don't know. But that was nice because, yes, I can understand projecting something for the whole class, general ideas. But then the teacher could just start scribbling and say, okay, Timmy, that's fine. I'm going to write it down a different way. And then Timmy understood and we could move on. But with PowerPoint, what do? You're going to stop the class and be like, hold on, kids. Let me type and add something into the slide. No, it's, you know, PowerPoint is more of like a made presentation that you can reuse in something like that. I think it's good to have students maybe make a PowerPoint because they're only going to use it once, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe. Hopefully they do. But this was like my early encounter with something like a PowerPoint. And you know what I would always do because I was this kind of learner? I would always write down, even though maybe I could not have to write down. I would write down everything because for me, I'm one of those learners that was always, if I wrote it down, I would remember, you know, the kind of how to do the work in this kind of thing. It would be more stuck in my head. So I'm more of a doer, these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But there are definitely some people out there that favor PowerPoint. And what would be the good points about PowerPoint?
Well, first of all, if you're using a PowerPoint to teach, definitely you can put in more information because if you need time to write on a blackboard, but you just need a click to show that slide of the PowerPoint. And you can insert in some kind of video in the PowerPoint so people can see the video, make it more fun.
Yeah, what do you think, Saray?
I just think that...
What's good about PowerPoint?
No, the only thing I can think about is the bad thing about PowerPoint. Because Niu Hongling just mentioned that a PowerPoint can give us more information and make the class more efficient. I just think that, you know, you can print out the PowerPoint for students so they don't have to spend that much time and, you know, note-taking and that kind of thing. But then as a teacher, I think your responsibility is more than just preparing this PowerPoint and read it out or make students to copy whatever in the PowerPoint. You need to design other stuff. As Ryan just mentioned that there are many different types of students. Like some students learn best by, for example, group activities.
Yeah.
Some of them learn best by listening or maybe some hands-on activities. So if there are a lot of things you want students to memorize, okay, you print it out for them, but you design more class activities for the students, especially for these pupils in, you know, in primary schools and stuff.
You know, we're talking about this. And, you know, there's people that are saying with PowerPoint, have you noticed, like, sometimes my professors, it was funny, when PowerPoint first came out, they were getting excited, they were learning how to use it, you know? And so, like, all of a sudden, you know, my history lesson would come, whoosh, 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 like, flip onto the screen, and he's, like, looking at us, like, did you see how cool that was? I did that, guy. And I was like, oh, my God, like, that was not that cool. Like, you know, when Abraham Lincoln is flipping onto the screen, that's not necessarily something that needs to be there. And I would attribute it to this way. I'm old-fashioned in so many ways. And we have this saying, if you're in the video game world, let me get a little nerdy. sometimes the best video games are the ones with the worst graphics. That means, like, how to see it, the worst kind of visual effects. Because the story, because how it's done, how it relates to you. The work that went into actually making this, like, a very quality game instead of just something like graphics and Abraham Lincoln.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with you so much on this because I've been drawn into this game. That is only like this video game is like text video game. You get it. It's just like sentences describing where you are and if you defeat the other party, defeat some monster and what kind of subjects you get. So basically it's like seeing a story written, seriously written on the screen by words. You don't see any graphs. And I was playing it so hard and it was a good story. It was a good game. And I understand when some teachers are trying to make their PowerPoint so great, they can actually do that and making the whole PowerPoint being like a video somehow and they can autoplay it. And I can't help wondering how many time did you put in to make that PowerPoint? So if you spend, do you really want your teacher to spend so much time on that instead of thinking about how to teach you? And also, the Chinese translation of PowerPoint is actually 演示文稿, meaning that this is a tool for you to showing your point, to showcasing things. So it's not about teaching, it's about showing.
Yeah, you know, and Suray, I'm gonna ask you here, you know, this, we're talking about restricting PowerPoint, but do you think even in these grades that we're talking about, maybe, is there a level of PowerPoint that would be acceptable, or should we just get rid of this multimedia altogether?
What do you think? What do you mean by multimedia? Are you...
Like PowerPoint in general. Let's say PowerPoint, but like specifically PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. You know, is there some good to having a little bit of PowerPoint in these grades? Or is this something that we do need to just wipe the slate clean with?
I just don't like PowerPoint at all.
I understand.
Yeah, because I just think even without the PowerPoint nowadays in our, you know, Chinese class, we need more activities and we need more
hands-on teaching.
Hands-on teaching. We need more interactions between students and among students and between students and teachers. But, you know, but that now PowerPoint is actually making this problem even worse. Like now our class teaching is based on listening. And I wasn't a really good, you know, listening kind of student when I was in school. So I think I suffered a lot. I really want to just, you know, talk to my friends and then do some activities, maybe sometimes outside of classroom or something. So I think there are, if the teachers, they do care about their teachings, they will know, they will find things that's better than PowerPoint.
Good. Yeah. And New Hong Lin, what do you think? Does it have a place or should we sweep it out from the teaching of these grades?
I'm going to say it depends on what kind of subject you're teaching. So basically for math, it's a definite no. But for like history, maybe geography or some other more sophisticated majors you're having in college, you somehow need graphics and videos to showcasing the issue more clear. So I will say yes.
Well, great opinions. As always, guys, we're going to take a quick break. So you guys listening, don't go away.